Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage.
Today, we have Mia Watson with us. Mia is a Special Programs Manager at the Vermont Housing Finance Agency, and Tina Lessem, who is a participant in the WRAP program, the Weatherization Repayment Assistance Program. We're really looking forward to speaking with both of them, and we thank you both so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Maybe, Mia, we can start with you, because you administer, oversee the WRAP program. For folks that don't know about it, give us an overview.
This program was started several years ago with a variety of partners, and it was really attempting to solve a big problem in Vermont, which is that a lot of our housing stock is older and really needs weatherization. And that's important to help people save money and feel more comfortable in their homes. And it's also important if we're going to electrify more of our homes and eventually convert them to electricity, because you really want to make sure that before you add a heat pump to your home, that it's really well weatherized and not leaky in order to actually save money by doing that. So it was part of really an effort to bring together a lot of different goals and to really break down some of the barriers that make it difficult for people to weatherize their home. And the WRAP program uses a type of financing called on-bill financing. VHFA helps you pay for the upfront costs of your project, and then it's paid back over time on your gas or electric bill. WRAP is important because it may take several years for you to see that project pay itself back over time with energy savings. And WRAP is also different from other programs like loan programs, which we also have in Vermont. But with WRAP, we don't use credit scores. Instead, we rely on bill payment history to see if a customer is eligible for WRAP. So it's really intended to remove as many barriers as possible to making it possible to participate in weatherization.
Yeah, thank you. That's so helpful. And the interest rate is really low.
Yep, the interest rate is 2% plus a small service fee, which varies between utilities, but it's $2 or $3 a month.
So who qualifies? You've given us a taste, but can you talk more about who would qualify for the WRAP program?
Anyone who is current on their electric and natural gas bill and hasn't had a shut off in the last year. And then the housing type is also important. Homeowners are eligible, but renters are also eligible, which is really exciting because a lot of other on-bill programs and a lot of loan programs, it's not possible to participate if you're a renter. So in a lot of cases, renters can participate in WRAP. They have to have their landlord permission. And basically what will happen is the renter will pay only for the time that they occupy the home. And then the landlord is responsible for assisting in transferring the charge to the next renter. So that way you're only paying for the benefits of WRAP while you live in the home.
Tina, I'm really curious to hear about your experience as someone who's had a weatherization done in your home. But maybe first, Mia, can you explain the process by which one begins to tap this financing?
Sure. We work with our program administrators, and those are through Vermont Gas, if you are a Vermont Gas Systems customer. Otherwise, if you're a Burlington Electric customer who's not a Vermont Gas customer, you go through Burlington Electric staff. And then all other projects go through Efficiency Vermont, and they can work on the bill repayment side with Green Mountain Power and Vermont Electric Co-op. So we're able to work through a large amount of the state, which is really exciting, but you do have to sort of go through the front door of one of our three partners, Vermont Gas, Burlington Electric, and Efficiency Vermont.
Okay, so Tina, over to you. You are a Burlingtonian, and you're a homeowner or a renter?
My dad is actually the homeowner when I moved back to Burlington recently. I just moved in with him.
And did you have inefficient electric before or oil and propane? What made you eligible?
Right. So the house has always been all electric. As I understand, houses from this era built in the mid-70s, you know, that was a time period during the oil crisis when I guess all electric was a thing. Really, there hadn't been any major improvements in like 50 years. So I knew we could be more efficient than we were. So that was really our goal.
So tell us about the process. You contacted BED and then what happened, Tina?
Right. So I actually, prior to that, we got an assessment from one of the local people who do the weatherization work. And then I started looking for financing options. And WRAP really had the lowest interest rate. So, and I like that it comes on the electric bill, that it stays with the, I mean, presumably we are going to remain in the house through the repayment period, but I liked it that it stays with the house.
Yeah, I mean, this on-bill financing idea is really convenient, isn't it?
It is.
So Tina, tell us a little bit more about sort of how you got from point A to point B. You contacted a weatherization agency.
Right. So, we did. We had an assessment done of the house, and then they make suggestions about what interventions would be effective for you. You know, we took those numbers to apply for the wrap financing. You have to have the energy calculations of how much you anticipate in savings that sort of dictates the amount of the loan. And then there is an owner contribution as well.
I see.
So that was sort of the process for us. And we worked through someone here at Burlington Electric who assisted us through that.
Yeah, it can be really tricky because one feature of wrap, which is to help protect customers, is that over the whole life of the wrap financing period, which can be up to 15 years, it's calculated so that, you know, we can't know the future, but the idea is that in theory, you should never spend more on the payback, including the interest rate, than you've invested in the weatherization project. So that's to help customers, which is great, but it can also make it a little unpredictable sometimes about exactly how much you can finance. So we do have to sometimes rely on our program administrators like BED to really walk the customer through, okay, how much can you use wrap for to make sure it's covered. And you know, sometimes if there are enough energy savings, there's no customer contribution required. But sometimes that sort of limited amount of that's required with the energy savings profile makes it so there's a customer contribution. So that can be really tricky. And one of the challenges with a program like that is that it really is dependent on your exact home and how much weatherization it needs and how much the homeowner or landlord really wants to invest in a project, which can really vary.
Tell us, Tina, about your home now. Is it warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer?
We haven't experienced a summer yet. So I can say that we still have more work to do. We have realized some energy savings and cost savings on our bill. We're not in our repayment period yet, so we can sort of see exactly what we're achieving. I was very pleasantly pleased by what we're seeing. So we completed a lot of weatherization. We put better insulation in the attic. We did the sill joists between the first and second floors. We're currently still working on the basement weatherization. And actually tomorrow we're having a heat pump water heater put in, which that timing was fortuitous because the old one, even though we were planning on doing that, the old one has since started leaking. So I expect to achieve even better savings. We did have a heat pump put in on the first floor and hope to put more on the second floor since we've seen how effective that was.
You know, we talk about wrap as a weatherization repayment assistance program, but really it's not only weatherization, it's also strategic electrification, it sounds like.
Yeah, so wrap projects have to include comprehensive weatherization, and that's home specific, but it usually includes things like insulation and air sealing projects. You can also add on certain equipment that includes heat pumps, heat pump water heaters, and advanced wood stoves, but you know it has to sort of fit into that scope. So it's definitely something if you're interested to ask a contractor about adding that onto the scope of wrap. I'll just add that for households earning under 80% of the area median income, so that's it varies by county and your household size, but that's $83,100 for a family of two in Chittenden County, you could be eligible for the Weatherization Assistance Program, just WAP, and that's run through the state of Vermont, and that will offer free weatherization services, including to renters. And so that's a really great program if you're lower on the income scale, and they're able to also offer things like weatherization and heat pumps sort of customized to your home's needs, kind of depending on eligibility. But if you think you might be eligible, that's a great place to start because it's free for qualifying households.
Great. So it sounds like for anybody that's listening and interested, you can look at the BED website, contact our energy services folks. They'll run some numbers for you and together figure out a strategy and you're off and running. So Tina, really appreciate you sharing your experience with us.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And Mia, we really appreciate you giving us sort of the administrative context of how the WRAP program works and how folks in Burlington and beyond can take advantage of financing.
Thanks. We're really grateful for our partners because as financiers, we're not as used to this world, but it's a really great way to combine financing and weatherization and energy efficiency know-how to help Vermonters.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy from Burlington Electric Department. If you have any questions about the show or what BED offers regarding rebates or technical support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. We're here to help you on our mutual path to net zero energy.